service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. And it, not only is it fully assembled, we've got a blast from the past that was part of Morning Mayhem, RJ Hawk.
I used to be a part of that fully assembled. Now I'm just the extension piece.
Brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. They go over and check out those folks. They will do you a deal on flooring or anything else.
Bobby Tucker just sent me a text, said that his son, they went to Natural State the other day for his new house.
Yeah.
And said he didn't know about it until he listened to Morning Mayhem. And he said he's right. It saved him a ton of money.
Yeah, it's over in Cabot. And, of course, we'll see Don Grisham, maybe Drew, I don't know, but they'll be over there at Justice Concert tomorrow night at Magic Springs. He plays there along with Tyler Kinch, and his daughter Klein opens
that's
up
so
for him
cool.
at 7.
Yeah, I wish we could be there. We're playing softball tonight or this weekend in Russellville, so we've got the big yellow ball tournament this weekend.
So you've got NBA playoffs tonight. You know, the San Antonio Spurs really need to win this game tonight if they have any chance. Yeah. It'd be tough to go down.
We're pulling for the Knicks.
Yeah, we're pulling for the Knicks. We want to see that. And then, of course, they had once at 73.
The home of the
really?
NBA right here.
Yeah, they had once at 73. So I was like, come on.
We're going Knicks.
I have a dog in the hunt.
Yeah, see, I hate New York.
Dolan, so. We like Dolan.
You like who?
Dolan.
Dolan. That's a Justin Moore. Right now, he's the hardest working man in country music. Did him a concert last night. He's on his tour bus coming back. Getting some comments on the being barefoot. Some people said, well, if your floor is clean, why don't you feel
all right, let me answer that. Here's the thing. I wear slippers. Somebody didn't bring in slippers. But my floors are clean. I promise you my floors are clean. But people come into the house and they wear shoes. And when somebody goes to a bathroom at a restaurant or somewhere like that, then they come into your house and they put their feet all over your floor and your carpet and all that. Your floor becomes that now. But I'm not saying.
Well, I would think about
it. I'm not saying that's your floor gets dirty throughout the day. It can.
But you don't have a lot of people coming over your house on a regular basis.
It's just you and Sam.
I mean, you don't have a lot of traffic.
So do you take your shoes off at the door every single time you come in, or do sometimes you go to the kitchen?
I walk into my house. I walk into the laundry room. I take off my shoes. Unless I'm going into the kitchen or running into the middle bathroom and then walking back out.
If you have any animals, it is impossible to not have some animal hair on your floor.
One of those. Now, my mother-in-law lives with us, and she has a shedding dog.
Yeah,
but she is very cognizant of that, and knows that we don't have a dog, and she knows that she doesn't want that, so she'll make sure that she's got a dog blanket that sits on the dog sits on the furniture. Well, she vacuums up immediately after all those things.
I'm not going to vacuum every single day.
Well, I will. I want to. That's okay. You don't have to.
Well, you're a neat freak.
Does your wife take her shoes off?
I'm a neat freak. Huh?
Does your wife take
her shoes off? She doesn't do anything I ask her to do.
She's not a weirdo.
She goes, no, because it's her house. So
Samantha, one of our listeners, 33 years old, having back surgery from Dr. Sill at Ortho Arkansas.
He's one of the good ones.
Doesn't the guy that talks like a cat's wife work up there? Maybe you guys can do a live show up there. Yeah, Justin, you missed it earlier. Christian had not heard the guy at the office that talks like a cat. What's that?
It's gold.
It's gold. The Valentine. Oh, wow. The Valentine Day. Let's play that for those who missed that, Roger.
Missed it.
This is so. You're not hearing this on Sirius.
You're not.
Justin. You're not getting this anywhere else but Morning Mayhem.
And Justin, here's the thing. This is true. When the guy in the office talks like a cat, when he does the Percy Sledge song, if you don't smell some funk up in that trailer, of your bus coming home, then it got knocked out. Listen to this.
You have the Guy in the Office That Talks Like a Cat Christmas album. Now add to your collection the Guy in the Office That Talks Like a Cat Valentine's Edition, with classic love songs like Let's Get It On. From the King, Love Me Tender. From Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Meow, 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 meow.
Mama, mama, mama.
And Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
That's outstanding.
Order now for delivery in time for Valentine's by calling 1-800-MEOW-MEOW. And get this personal message from the guy in the office that talks
this
like a
good.
Cat.
Andre, you know what you just done to me? I think we need to see if we can get the guy in the office that talks like a cat to do a patriotic album for the 250.
That's good.
I think you should do that.
I
yeah.
like that. Right, you know what? You better get the guy in the office that talks like a cat up on stage with Justin Moore.
Oh.
That Kate would love that. Kate's a big fan of that.
Let him open.
Yeah, Kate's a big fan of the guy in the office that talks like a cat. Okay, we got to do.
She is.
Somebody said they're not the number one show for no reason. That's exactly right. There is a reason we're number one. All right, let's do the open for Hawks Homes if we can, and we're transitioning from Razorback review to movie review real quick. If you've got that,
well, I've got it.
This new system is so hard. Look at that.
Well, it's all
there's
the
a
same,
lot going on over
same
there.
Same colors over here.
I mean,
here,
it's just so a lot, man.
Yeah,
it's
where's my Friday at there, Bub? Where is it? We just did it.
Is it on Friday or is it on Monday?
No,
it's Razorback review is on Monday.
Put it on. Where's the page you just put it on? The I just had it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Can you find it, Christian?
Let's see.
So while they're looking for that, it is Gladiator. Justin, have you seen Gladiator?
I have.
All right. So
great movie.
We do it based on 5 stars, 5 being the absolute best, 1 being a horrible movie. I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying I give this movie 5 stars. I think it is one of the coolest, best movies. It's a guy movie.
Yeah.
It's just Russell Crowe. It won the Academy Award for Best Actor. It won the Best Picture. It had 12 nominations. Every time I watch it, it's just as good as it was the last time. I know RJ doesn't watch a movie more than once.
I don't.
So I will start off.
I would say you're right on. It was a good movie once.
Roger got it?
Is that
a good
movie once? Is that it? Do you have? Is it the
you got it, Christian?
It's on the movie review page.
And where is it? Which one?
What do you mean?
Can you
check out Hawks Homes inventory in Bryan and Conway?
No, the Razorback Review one.
Razorback Review. Reviewing Arkansas sports from over the weekend is brought to you by Hawks Mobile Homes. Hawks Mobile Homes has the largest manufacturer and modular home inventory in the state of Arkansas. For more info, go to HawksMobileHomes.net.
Thank you, Hawks.
All right, yeah, no Razorback Review, but Roger, all right, I'll give it 5 out of 5. I'll go to you.
See, I didn't realize that. You guys have already seen it.
Yes.
So y'all deep dived into all the other little things that go along with it. So I didn't go in there to see. Because I wanted to watch the movie.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a few other things. I didn't need to do anything else except pay attention to the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know he won the Academy Award for
that. How about
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
It won Best Picture also.
Best Picture.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
12 nominations.
Yeah. All right, I'll give it 4 out of 5 mobile homes.
All right, Christian. Well, that's for you. You're the actor. For you to give it 4 out of 5.
Well, I don't know what would make, you know what?
Strength and honor.
I could give it 4.5, but, and I just didn't go 5 only because I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was talking about.
All right.
I give it 3.5.
Whoa.
Out of 5.
Whoa.
That's a slap. Are you not merciful?
So, that's a 7. A 7 out of 10 is a good movie.
Okay. Okay, so what did you? Where was it? Did it have a weakness in your opinion, Christian?
I think the characters are pretty thin.
Wow,
personally,
like which one? which one?
All of them.
Whoa, Russell Crowe characters thin.
I think they're well acted. I think he deserved his best. I think he deserved his best actor, but I think that they're pretty thin. So his wife and children die, of course.
Right.
But why am I supposed to care that his wife and children died? I never met his wife and children. His wife and children die 30 minutes into the movie. I barely know the guy.
Because now you're married with children. It would be something a little bit different.
It doesn't
now.
Establish the characters enough for me to care.
I see.
It's enough that they're.
See, I guess I see what you're saying. For me, I don't have to have that development. I see it. I see him crying. I see the spit coming out of his mouth when he's touching his
snot.
The snot.
The burned body of his wife there. He's kissing the foot. Remember that? It's a heavy duty scene. What about you, Justin? On a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give it? I know it may be a while since you've seen it, but what does Justin Moore give Gladiators?
Hot.
I'm with you. I give it a 5.
All right, got another 5. What about you, RJ?
I mean, if you don't give this movie a 5, like, what do you give a 5?
I mean,
that's just to me.
Yeah. Tropic Thunder.
What'd you say?
What'd you say, Christian?
A movie like 12 Angry Men, something like that.
Okay. Now, see,
Christian's going to be a deep thinker guy on the
movie. I am not a period piece guy. I would never have watched this movie because I'm not big on watching any of those scenes. One thing, but one thing that I did notice was some of the little, one of the little intricacies that I noticed was when they're storming the castle.
Yeah.
And they're going up to, maybe they're looking for him or whatever, or maybe they're going to get Oliver Reed, okay, his character, whatever. The stairway, they did that correctly because of the way that the stairs were. The stairs were that if you were a right-handed, they were for right-handed swordsmen,
yeah,
to protect, yeah, you from coming up.
Gotcha.
So if you were right-handed and you were going up with your sword, you were at a disadvantage and you couldn't do that. So I noticed that they did that.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say there are a ton of historical inaccuracies in this movie, but I don't really care about that. It's right. Just about the...
Well, one of the things I like about a movie like this, there's two lines in this movie that are pop culture referenced on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. One, we're going to play. Do we have the clip of him going when he turns around? Joaquin Phoenix, his character, says, "Turn movies. Around." He, don't you
My
turn your back to
Maximus
me?
Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius.
Good music.
Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance. This life or the next.
So good.
Well,
so good.
And the good thing is, yeah, on that is that if you look at the reaction of Joaquin Phoenix's character,
communist,
he cannot believe it. He thinks the guy's dead. So I was just watching his facial expression because he didn't say a word. He was masterful.
He's getting ready.
Yeah, he was masterful in how he would respond. But let me tell you, when he walked, he said, "Don't you turn your back to me." And that's all. And then the other one, Justin, is what Justin Moore says at the end of his concerts. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
That's a great...
Are you not entertained?
I didn't know you got this one. I like this one.
Hold the line. Stay with me. You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled. For you are in Elysium, and you're already dead! Thus, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
I wrote that down as far as one of the lines that I like. What we do in life, yeah, echoes in eternity. That is fantastic.
Yeah, the battle scenes were pretty impressive. Yeah. That first battle scene was tough.
He burned off an entire forest, by the way.
103. Listen, what great graphics that was. $103 million budget, $466 million is what he got at the box office. 155 minutes long, which to me... is a long movie. That's 2.5 hours or whatever it was.
They probably could have shaved a couple.
You know what? There was not a drag for me.
I like long movies.
I thought it went that way. It was surprisingly a fast pace to me. I bet it was great on the big screen.
I bet it was.
Of course, it had the element of pedophilia and incest and trafficking when the guy says, when the one guy goes, would you like a girl? A boy?
The Joaquin Phoenix character, I think he could have almost won an Academy Award.
He is the greatest Nepo baby I've ever seen in my life. You talk about a Nepo baby. This guy is a sniveling, snot, just a freak. You want to punch him.
By the way.
Are you talking about Commodus?
Commodus.
By the way, the reason they went with Russell Crowe, they looked at several different actors.
Mel Gibson was offered, apparently.
That's right. But you know what? They saw this. They saw Russell Crowe in L.A. Confidential. Now that's another. Justin, I don't know if you and Roger have you seen L.A. Confidential? That is a really good flick, and that's where they saw him. Because what is he, Australian?
Yes.
And so, and then I was going to ask, is this his best role? Is there any role he's been better at?
I was going to argue. I like L.A. Confidential better. I also like The Insider better.
Cinderella Man.
Master and Commander better.
I haven't seen Cinderella Man.
Fantastic. I haven't seen the ones where he's a numbers guy. I don't know.
Beautiful Mind. It's good.
That's good.
I hadn't seen it. He played a really heavy
reporter?
Fat guy, no. Nice Guys is good.
Nice Guys. I haven't seen
he
that.
He was an American Gangster, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He's been in a lot of great movies.
Yeah. So he's a great actor. Definitely great actor.
This is probably the movie people think of when they think of him. Yeah. Like I said, I like those other movies.
I will now. Better. It wasn't before this.
So just,
this was him at his peak.
Yeah.
Of his powers, probably, though.
Justin, so one of the things we do these different things that we've developed over the 5 years of doing Morning Mayhem, like, 609, move it, Los Angeles, and Bro Call, that kind of stuff. Well, one of the ones RJ and Justin we've started doing is Strength and Honor. So if you hear us say that, Justin or RJ.
Yeah.
Or we're out somewhere, and you hear us go, Strength and honor.
Because you know, strength and honor.
Because something's about to happen.
They do that in the battle. Justin, are you there? Strength and honor.
Hey, y'all. Right, here's the other
part. We may have lost him.
Hey, thanks again to Steve Qualls. We'll talk to him in just a little bit because he is doing some Strength and Honor Morning Mayhem shirts and shields.
Steve Qualls just texted me and said that he's in for the Ella McDowell Camp t-shirts.
Okay.
So he said he'll help out with that as well.
Steve's got NASCAR segment coming up a little bit later.
So I have a ton of notes on this movie.
Okay.
I can run through some of them. Crow and a lot of the actors in this movie actually hated the script for it. He notably walked off the set many times and initially refused to say the iconic "I'll have my vengeance" line.
Right.
He told the screenwriter William Nicholson that the writing was, quote, garbage, but I'm the greatest actor in the world and I can make garbage sound good. Nicholson later admitted that his writing was garbage.
Oh, good.
So, Oliver Reed, who plays, I think his name's Proximus.
Yes.
He is the former gladiator / slave trader guy. He was a notable boozer and roughhouser during his real life.
Mm-hmm.
And he died during the filming of this movie. Because during the filming.
They had to do AI, right? To finish the movie with it.
Yeah, CGI or CGI, something. Yeah.
What is CGI? Oh, I got to know which scene.
Is it the last scene?
When he gets killed, you can kind of tell that it's a little off if you pay attention. It's not as bad as when the last scene in Sopranos, when Livia Soprano. But anyway, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
During a break in shooting, he was challenged to a drinking contest, an arm wrestling contest by some off-duty Navy officers in Britain. And he drank like 8 or 9 pints or something, and he got sick and he died.
Is that where it was filmed?
No, I think it was filmed. I don't know where it was filmed. I don't think it was filmed in Britain.
Oliver Reed was in the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, he was in quite a few things. Crow lost feeling in a finger for 2 years.
Say what?
He lost feeling.
Russell Crowe lost a feeling
because of what?
He lost feeling in his finger for 2 years while shooting this movie because of an injury. Okay. He broke his foot.
Yeah, he said he got banged up.
His Achilles. He cracked his hip.
A lot of what?
Strength and honor.
You can't just start it, RJ.
You just can't say it.
You just can't throw it out there. Yeah, listen. We
wow.
If
you're
part of the group.
Well, it means we're ready to fight.
By the way, Brian Evans, who's the speaker he said now every time we come into the house, we have to say strength and honor when we come in.
Strength and honor.
He said before you walk into the chamber, you have to go strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Oh, my God.
So he got beat up because all the scenes were so... We're so tough, yes.
Richard Harris, the guy who played Marcus Aurelius.
The true emperor.
Yeah, somebody asked earlier, was he Dumbledore? Yes, he was Dumbledore. He was either Dumbledore for the first and second movie. I can't remember. But then Michael Gambon became Dumbledore because Richard Harris died in 2002. Funny enough, Michael Gambon was with Russell Crowe in The Insider as well, so he acted with both Dumbledore.
I think those two guys, you could probably go back and see what movies. He and Reed had both had to be nominated for Best Actor somewhere in their career.
What's the black guy's name, the black actor? He was good in that, too.
Duane Honsu?
He was good. I don't know what other movie he's been in. I think Fast and the Furious and a few others.
Yeah, he's been in quite a few movies.
Listen, the Scarface guy, I looked him up.
Thomas Flanagan.
I've seen him before.
He was a DJ in London, and he got attacked in
Glasgow Smile.
Yeah,
they
slashed his face. But the part to me is that fascinates me, and this has got nothing to do with the movie. It's that people did not let that stop them from pursuing their dream. That or Joaquin Phoenix's lip doing what he did.
Yeah.
Because you just think that nobody wants it. But if you're good and you're persistent and you believe in success breeds success, what we're talking about with the softball team, and now that could maybe take them to the next level. But I'm just I am just in awe that they did not let that stop them.
So some of the history stuff, basically everything that we know about gladiators through Hollywood is pretty false. they very, very rarely ever fought to the death. Think of them as like a thoroughbred. They were an investment, and people wanted to keep them alive.
Right, okay.
They were fed very well. The training was very hard. Of course, they were still slaves, and they didn't have rights.
So was slavery good back then?
No, of course it was not. they didn't have rights, and it was better to be free. But
I just want to clarify. I didn't know. Would you like a boy? Would you like a girl? What do you want?
But they did not fight to the death.
Okay.
Very often.
Oh, okay. All right. Makes sense.
Commodus was a real person, by the way.
I was wondering how many of those characters were real.
Commodus. And his sister was a real person as well. Marcus Aurelius, of course, was. Maximus was not.
So in Gladiator, the boy is the, what was the lady's name?
I can't think
of it. Lucilla?
Okay, Lucilla. So it's her son.
Yes.
That is it.
That's right.
So did she rule after that?
Yes, she did.
Well,
because could a woman rule back then?
Are you talking about in real life?
The Senate did. Yeah, the Senate did.
So are you talking about in real life? Or
no, yeah, well.
In the movie, did it?
Yeah. I don't know about what happened.
Well,
in the movie, the Senate took over, I believe.
Okay.
Strength and honor.
In real life, Commodus had his sister Lucilla killed. So.
Wow. That's it. Listen, Christian with the deep dive.
I mean, put out
Christian with the deep dive.
I watch movies to be entertained. and like, I respect people like Christian that went and looked into it. But never have I ever on any movie said, you know what? I'm going to look into this one. I'm going to know the origins.
So you know how in this movie Marcus Aurelius does not want to hand over power to Commodus because he's corrupt or whatever?
Right.
In real life, Marcus Aurelius trained Commodus to take over for him from a young child.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Before Marcus
Aurelius... All I wanted you to do was love me!
Yeah, before Marcus Aurelius...
His mother's dead.
All the emperors before him had disbanded the familial tie thing where they just hand over the emperor to the next born or firstborn. He was the one that reinstituted it and gave it to Commodus.
Commodus sounds like a turd name.
Commodus.
Commodus.
He just, he killed his sister in real life because she didn't, you know.
Three and a half.
All right, so 3.5. I went 5. Justin went 5.
Just because of that, I'm going 3.5, I guess, because what I just heard. I didn't even have to watch the movie again to hear. I was just like, boy, he did not make it entertaining.
I'm not watching, too.
You gave it 4.
I gave it four with a bullet.
All right, thanks to Hawks Holmes. Brian Hawks, Kevin Hawks, appreciate them.
That's
check them out online.
That's Hawks with an S, by the way.
Hawkshomes.net. Yeah, no relation.
No relation.
Yeah. Appreciate them doing that.
They are great guys. By the way, you need to start doing like 2 claps and a strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
No, 2 claps, 2 claps, and a suey.
Are you mocking? You're 2 strength.
You guys are so cute.
2 claps and a strength and honor.
You guys are so cute.
That's awesome. Are you done? Or you still
I got to get out of here. We're playing in Russellville this weekend. So
listen, we're doing our champion salute throughout each week.
Yeah, we got to win in order to do that.
You got
to
win.
We've been playing up, and so we've not collected a whole lot of wins over the last 3 weeks, but we're back in 8U this weekend, so... hopefully we'll be able to bring home a yellow ball championship, and I'll be able to call you on Tuesday.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Boy, that feels so- You know what? The texts that are rolling in right now from people in the legislature, they're like, every time we see the hall now, we're going to strength and honor.
Better do it.
Like, you guys.
All right, we're going to take a break. I think Justin cannot get reconnected. Go to bed, man. You got to play tomorrow night. You played last night. You're good. Roger, we come back and visit with Danny West. We hadn't talked with him. They had a big recruiting weekend in Fayetteville. So we're going to have Dr. Gail Reed-Jones coming up to talk about what we need to be doing as men. We got Steve Qualls talking about everything NASCAR and Indy racing. So we still got a lot of show to go. Don't go away. RJ, thanks to Natural State Wholesale.
Yeah,
everybody,
thanks,
Don.
Yeah, if you go online, naturalstatewholesale.com, you can see everything they've got. You're going to save money if you shop with them in Cabot.
All right, 8:30. Don't go away.
Higher. Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone today from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night, the Texas Longhorns won their second straight Women's College World Series by beating Texas Tech 7-3. Today in college baseball, the Super Regionals get started up. The first game of the day will be in Morgantown as West Virginia hosts Cal Poly at 11 on ESPN2 in their Super Regional. Game 2 will feature North Carolina hosting USC at 2 in the Chapel Hill Super Regional on ESPN2 as well. The third game of the day will be the most notable locally as Little Rock will take on Troy on the road at 4 o'clock in their first Super Regional trip. TV coverage will be on ESPNU. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. The final Super Regional game of the day will be Auburn hosting Ole Miss at 7 on ESPN2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A small rain chance for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of 86. That's a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 70. Rain chances are higher this weekend. 40% chance on Saturday. Sunday, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty.
Guys, join Arkansas Urology today from 11 to 1 for the grand reopening of the AU Men's Health Clinic at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. Free hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken strip baskets, free men's health screenings, and free Arkansas Urology t-shirts for the first men there. Come grab lunch, tour the new location, and take care of your health while you're at it. Happening today at Arkansas Urology from 11 to 1 at 1300 Centerview. Visit ArkansasUrology.com. Arkansas Urology. Men's health starts here.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, some good jam right there. Spencer Davis Group, give me some lovin'. What was it? Oh, you know what this was? This was the racing movie.
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. That's where I heard it, Roger. That's what I said.
Y'all did on Hawk's movie review, I believe.
Did we?
Wow. Which I think Roger and I shared the same sentiment on.
Had no idea that Christian was so passionate about movies. You know, Josh.
Oh, I am a movie guy.
Josh was too. You know, Josh was very passionate.
He was.
That became a really serious segment where we dived in. Yeah, deep dive. We did there. Listen, Christian just went deep dive on that.
Well, so, I'm glad. I mean, he did a lot of research.
Like I told you guys in the break, I built up a. When I first started here, people did not like me. And some people still don't like me. But I've built up a lot of goodwill over years, and I think people like me, but I'm going to burn it all during movie reviews.
Why do you think that?
I don't think people will like my movie opinions, but
No, it's okay. No, that's all right.
No.
But I don't think 3.5 is not bad. People think 3.5 is bad.
Well, we know that you have a tough grade.
Roger gave it 4.
I know.
3.5 is not that far off from 4.
Well, 4.
It's Academy Award winner.
It's a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's Academy Award winner, so it should
4
be.
4 is 8 out of 10, by the way.
It should be pretty good. It won the Academy Award for fantastic. Best.
Well, five is 5. I mean, I could give it that, but I mean.
5 is perfect.
I want a result. Listen, because if you do, it's
the
like.
The ending is a little weak.
Someone says.
Do you think the Maximus getting stabbed is kind of the equivalent of Jordan's flu game, though, don't you think?
You know what? In case somebody hadn't seen it in the last 23 years.
And they've had their shot.
Way to go for a Commodus to stick him, cover up his wound, put his deal on, and let's go.
Yeah. Hey, two things for those who are looking. Somebody said, did I miss Ella McDowell's segment? Yeah, she came on at 7:30. We're going to repost it. We'll put some of the clips on Facebook and Twitter, and then there'll be a click through to see the entire, hear the entire interview. She was great. We got to go to Danny West now, Roger Dodge.
Let's find him. Let's find him on here. We got to find him on the Friday. What's Dan Hampton doing on Friday? I don't know what he's doing on. Let's find it out. Where is it?
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
All right, let's see if we've got Danny on there. Danny, are you there? I hear him. Let's see. Talk again, Danny. Say something.
Hey, what you got?
There we go.
You got me, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Doing well. Appreciate y'all having me back on. Missed y'all last week. I think we had Christian, Pigskin.
Yeah.
Pigskin's son. So, missed y'all.
So, you guys, there was a big weekend, right, in Fayetteville this past weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was the first of, let's just jump right into it. That was the first of 4 straight official visit weekends in Fayetteville last weekend, Baz. They had a pretty good group, as you said. They had a few 4 stars. I'll start at the top with Lawrence Britt, kind of a local kid out of Memphis. 4-star wide receiver was on campus last weekend. They had another 4-star, somewhat local, from Leawood, Kansas. Offensive tackle Elijah Shaw, 6'8", 275 there. Had several defensive backs, had a running back out of Tennessee that it's sounding pretty good on. I think they may be able to double up this thing. We'll see, Baz. But,
right.
You know, a few weeks ago they got Jeremiah Dent out of Marion, Arkansas, and that was a big get for them. But now Asa Barnes out of Martin, Tennessee, he's fresh off that Arkansas visit, still one to watch there. So I would say it was a pretty good start last weekend. Of course, they got a couple of commitments from a kicker and a punter last weekend, so always good to get those out of the way early. And then you fast forward to this weekend, got a good group coming in. I want to say 3 or 4 more 4-stars. It starts at the top, Baz, with Colton Nussmeier, the 4-star quarterback out of Denton Ryan, Texas, 6'4", 200. Of course, that name sounds familiar. A lot of Nussmeiers here lately. He's the younger brother of Garrett. He's the son of Doug Nussmeier, obviously the coordinator at New Orleans now. So big-time football family there. Interesting recruitment so far for Nussmeier. He was at Flower Mound Marcus High School last year and got hurt, Baz. He had his season cut short with a knee injury. He's fresh off that, been rehabbing that. So his recruitment, long story short, recruitment kind of got pushed back due to the injury. And now you look up, and he's starting 3 visit weekends in a row, starting with Arkansas. Then you got Georgia next week. And now we see a new visit date tacked on there at the end. That's not ideal for UCLA, wrapping up the June 19th weekend for Colton Nussmeier. So some pretty big heavy hitters for that quarterback. Arkansas brought in another one last week out of Auburn, Alabama, Kaysen Myers. Sounded to me like Baz, he really enjoyed it, fell in love with it. So I don't want to speak for the kid, but I think they're in a really good spot if Nussmeier goes with somebody else. I think Kaysen could be your guy for 2027. So still a lot of moving parts there. I know I'm taking a long way around it, but Colton Nussmeier and four-star wide receiver, we call him an athlete, but he's a wide receiver, Jabari Watkins out of Thomasville, Georgia, coming up this weekend, another four-star, as I mentioned, 6'2", 180, a lot of offers there. I think they're going to have close to around 15 kids total this weekend, so it's going to be on and popping. We're right in the middle of it again.
It is so, listening, I was thinking in my mind the numbers. How many high school kids coming out of high school had the opportunity to get a scholarship, that are getting recruited that will get a scholarship? At D1 is 130 schools, right? You got D1. And then you got D2, D3, NAIA, JUCO. What do you think the pool of college, of high school players that had the opportunity to get a scholarship, what kind of numbers are we talking about? Are we talking, there's just hearing you throw out all these names, I think this is just for one school. I mean, you got 120, right. 130 just in D1. Is there a number out there at the top of your head how many high school kids will play college ball?
Oh, man, maybe a couple thousand if I had to just throw a dart at it.
Yeah, a couple thousand.
Within that,
yeah.
a lot of different tiers within that. So the elite, what I would consider Big Ten, SEC, every now and then ACC types, man, that's a very small percentage. So you're exactly right. And a lot of these names, we may go through an official visit season where you probably need to know about 60, 70 of these kids, but realistically, they're only going to get about 15, 20 of them, so you kind of over-offer. And, man, it is. It's a lot to keep up with early on this time of year, but slowly but surely starting to whittle that thing down a little bit.
Do you want to thank HA Trailer Sales over in Hot Springs, where we will be this weekend with the bathtub races with our friends at Bath Fitter. But thanks to HA Trailer Sales for sponsoring Danny each week. Yeah, have you seen, again, this continuing trend? You heard Nick Saban the other day on Capitol Hill say, what's going to happen now because of the transfer portal. You got colleges, you got schools that don't want to offer the high school kids that would rather spend their money and time on a 24-year-old. And are you seeing that impact high school kids being able to get opportunities on college campuses to play ball?
Absolutely. Not so much at this, with the Nussmeiers of the world, the four-star types.
Right.
Those kids are always going to be safe. But sure, it's got a trickle-down effect. At some point, it stops with somebody, and somebody's going to be out of a spot. That's just the way it is nowadays. And it kind of makes you wonder, Baz. I mean, we could sit here all morning and talk about all these kids, but at this point, over the last couple of years, it just feels like so many people are going, all right, Danny, just get through the list. We'll see who transfers
yeah,
in
right.
2 years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I totally get that,
yeah.
too, man.
Gosh.
But at the same time, you're still trying to set a core foundation with no knowledge of how long these kids are going to be on campus. I think if there was a contract in place where you knew at least 2 years, at least we're going to have him for two, maybe people would be more interested the way they used to be in it. So I don't blame anybody who's sitting there going, just shut up about it. Let me know in December who's transferring.
Yeah, I tell you, what are you hearing from, what are people saying outside of Arkansas in terms of how is Ryan Silverfield being perceived in terms of the players he's getting, recruiting and transfer portal and all that? What's perception?
Yeah, perception-wise, I mean, I did a study on it a couple weeks ago, and I'm not trying to hate on them, guys. It's just where it is right now.
Yeah.
But when you look at the official visit list throughout the league, right, going into the summer, everybody's got their scheduled visits, and we're able to look them up and see who's got who coming in. Well, Arkansas had the lowest amount of four-star visitors coming up than anybody, and it wasn't even close. Like, Vandy had two or three times more. Mississippi State had three times as many as Arkansas. So I say that to say this. The perception right now is just not a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
Whereas on campus, there's probably a much better feeling. I get a much different vibe being around the program.
Yeah.
Everybody seems super excited. But outside of it, man, it seems, seems like everybody's pretty, I don't know. I don't want to use the word unimpressed, but it just wasn't a huge splash.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have to go and win with what they were able to afford last December and prove it on the field first before they get any real type of momentum for high school recruiting.
And I think he knows it. He can't say it. He can't come out, Roger, and go.
That's right.
Listen, I don't have the horses, but we're going to, let's see how much I can coach them up. Let's see how much my play calling is going to make a difference. Can I win some games off effort? Because that's what you got to do. You know,
you're not telling me to believe my lying eyes. I mean, we all know what we're seeing. So
no penalties, no turnovers. That's the way you have a better chance of winning when you're not the most athletic and physical team. You do the other things right and hope you get some breaks and you play hard. Listen,
that would be a fine start.
Yeah, you bet. Listen, that team last year was, you saw at times they were not playing hard and they didn't play hard, running the ball. That's why they didn't get enough turnovers. And so anyway, we'll just see. That's all you can do at this point. He's saying all the right things. And I don't envy you. We say it all the time. You guys who do what you do, sheesh. Trying to keep up with
it. It's not hard work, but we work hard at it. Hey, I'll throw one name at you for the name.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
This one's a fun one now. We'll see how it turns out. But Hunter Hogg, H-A-U-G.
Stop it. Stop it. He's got to come to Arkansas.
He's got to.
You know, we said that about
H-A-U-G. That's right. So could be totally mispronouncing this, but we're going with Hogg, ain't we?
I like it. No,
I like it a lot.
Reminds you of a DJ Arkansas that they passed on a few years ago, though, so there's no guarantee, fellas. But Hunter Hogg is a safety out of Spring Branch, Texas. Keep an eye on him. I think he might be filling the hogs a little bit.
We need to have the top five all-time name list.
That's a good summer project.
It is.
Let me get on that.
Your top 10, that Joe Pat met Batman Carroll would be in there, but
Bambi.
Too far back. Well, that's a nickname. Do we go with nickname or the real name?
Well, Batman. He's
true.
Not Batman.
That's true. Although, did he change?
I think Bumper Pool has to be on there.
True. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right. He's probably number one.
The whole thing. His whole name.
Yeah, that's really. That's actually. All right, Danny. Thanks so much, man.
Thank y'all. Have
thanks,
a good one.
Thanks, Danny. You too, buddy.
All right. Today's National Donut Day. I see here. Kim says on our Facebook page. Chocolate filled are the best for Shipley's. Have a great weekend, guy. That's from Kim Carney.
I'm not a filled donut guy.
I'm not either. It's messy. Yeah. It's messy.
That's what I was asking you.
I don't like filled donuts. I'll eat them, but I would prefer not.
I don't have a mature thought about it.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll give you the rankings of I can't even finish my line.
You like that?
What'd you say, Christian?
You like that stank?
I like that stank.
You can smell.
Bam-a-jama.
You can smell the sticky.
All right, we've got more show to go. We've got NASCAR to talk about. We got a lot of sports now. We got NBA tonight. You got the Trojans at 4 o'clock. Go to Walk-Ons to do the watch party.
Biggest sporting event in the state tomorrow.
The bathtub races. Bath Fitters on the way. The Bath Fitter team from South Carolina are coming in.
Our bubbles.
Yeah. Coach Cal's got his camps going on this weekend all around the state.
And Moses Moody's going to be in town.
That's a few weeks from now.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a month or so. All right, Stevie, take us to break. Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's real, she's smart, she's tight. Got all the girls a man like. She's real, she's smart, she's tight. Got all the girls a man like. Look at her, she's a bad mama jamma. Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at bathfitterlittlerock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live,
Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conaway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The recent death of Ted Turner reminds us of the outsized influence the mouth of the South had on America and the world. Turner essentially invented 24-hour news, owned the Atlanta Braves and Hawks, and became one of the biggest landowners and conservationists in U.S. history. He also married Jane Fonda, which inspired the late Louis Grizzard's great line, "Who introduced these two? Ho Chi Minh?" The next time you feel snowed under by the endless news loop, raise a glass to Captain Courageous. Doubleby's has 34 locations across Arkansas with friendly folks, ATMs for your convenience, and a dazzling array of delectable noshes and drinks. That's because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself,
what a great song.
I know it's only make believe.
Come on, Conway.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Harold Jenkins.
Died on this day.
Is this to Elvis?
Yes, probably. Springfield, Missouri died in 1992.
Left Branson. He left Branson.
Yeah,
he got on
right.
The bus. 59 years old. That's younger than Bass.
No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe.
I love Conway Twitty.
And Christian, what's his real name?
That I don't know.
Harold Jenkins.
Harold Jenkins.
He just said.
And, of course, he got his name from Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas. Right, Raj?
That's what they say.
Hello, darling. You got only make-believe. You got hello, darling. Tight-fitting jeans.
Oh,
Linda,
man.
On my mind.
You better stop it. Hold up.
This is right in Roger's sweet spot.
I love country and
There's
western music.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you.
A megastar is a megastar, no matter where they are.
Poems and promises and dreams that might come true.
Oh, tight fit jeans, right?
Yes, sir. She tried to hide it by the faded color of them.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore. But I knew she'd never been inside a bar before.
How about this? That's a slow. It's Rest Your Love on Me. I won't bore you with it.
That's my job. This is if you're a parent.
That's a good song.
That's good stuff.
I was going to ask you, Roger. By the way, too, we should have got Ron Moquette and found out who's going to win the Belmont this weekend.
I think
Ron, who's going to Ron Moquette, Texas? Who's supposed to is Renegade?
I think it's Renegade.
What's that?
I am a novice, complete novice when it comes to horse racing. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. They do the Kentucky Derby first, and then it just seems like no one cares about the other two.
Well, they need to do the calendar right. I think they would get more participation if they did the calendar right, and the horse owners.
Are the horses going to actually be in this one?
Yeah, I think they'll get more. Now, this is the long one. This one Roger and I went to, and we saw American Pharoah win it all. One of the greatest sports days in my life. And Roger, it was the first Triple Crown winner in 36 years, and we were there to witness it.
Sure were.
President Clinton hung out with us for a little bit.
We tugged a bill.
Yeah, it was a great moment.
Now, I do hear that there's going to be three horses will be CGI'd in this year.
My mother says she loves Conway.
Yes,
she didn't know that about Conway, Arkansas, Conway Twitty. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's birthday today. What movie do you like when you think of Mark? There's one for me that stands out.
Boogie Nights is so good.
That's Ted.
One of my favorites.
Ted's good. He's great.
I couldn't find the clip of him with the stripper names. But all I could find was Goodbye Marky Braces, Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, I know. Shooter. Shooter's a great one. I've seen that 50 times.
Shooter. Oh, okay.
We just watched the other one during have you seen Shooter?
Memorial Day. I don't know. What's the one I saw where he's
a former military guy?
The Still Six team.
That's a different. That's, what's that called? Lone Survivor.
I saw that one.
Yeah. I don't know if he's made a good movie in the past 10 years.
Listen, they're all good movies because
Transformers.
Even the bad ones.
Transformers.
That horrible Planet of the Apes.
I love that Planet of the Apes.
I didn't say favorite. It was. It's horrible.
Who was the character?
Woody Harrelson.
Ted Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti's so good.
Absolutely.
I called him Ted Giamatti.
It's okay.
Robert Kraft's birthday today.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday. How did we talk about Robert Kraft?
Oh, they are. What about two? Did you see the birthday of Kenny G? I remember Kenny G was big.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah, man. He in the late 80s.
Did he play a note with his nose or something?
In the late 80s, he was big, man. Kenny G. He had a big hit, too.
Kenny G.
Also, Kevin Falk's birthday today. Terry Holt, two outstanding NFL players.
Hey, guys.
Torrey Holt.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Terry.
I'm sorry, Torrey Holt. Yeah,
Four Brothers. Yeah, Four Brothers is good. I saw that.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's got Andre 3K.
I mentioned Ray Lewis was pleaded guilty on this day to get the murder charges dropped and whatever that deal was. Also, this is the anniversary of Elizabeth Smart being kidnapped right out of her bedroom by two homeless men. She was found alive and well. Remember, 9 months later, just 18 miles away from Salt Lake City.
Yes.
That whole thing was bizarro world.
And yeah, and she is doing outstanding as we speak.
Yeah. All right. We will come back and visit with Dr. Gail Reed Jones, who is our doctor, to tell us what we need to know. She's excellent. Also, Steve Qualls. Are you NASCAR folks? He's our NASCAR contributor. He's got a lot to fill in. We've got to find the call of the Indy 500. One of the best calls I've ever seen in any sport. It's the closest finish in the history of the Indy 500. It's good stuff. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Going to be a big weekend. Trojan Day today. All get started at 4 o'clock on 106.7 or over at Walk-Ons. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000,